I'm Kurt Anderson, and this is Studio 360.
There is somebody out there in a tightrope walk between the two towers of the World Trade Center, right at the tippy top.
One of my favorite movies of the year was the documentary Man on Wire. In the film, there's a stunt more astonishing than any other you'll see on the screen this year, and it is no special effect. Philippe Petit's tightrope walk between the World Trade Center towers.
1,350 feet up and no net below. He and some associates managed to hide out in the World Trade Center towers overnight, and early this morning rigged a 140-foot steel cable between the two buildings using some sort of crossbow device.
Man on Wire should be a slam dunk for the documentary Oscar this weekend. Last summer, I met up with Petit at Ground Zero, the site of the former Trade Center.
Philippe, here you are, 34 years later. You were 24 at the time. There you were, a quarter mile up. The Twin Towers were brand new. Do you remember what you felt like?
Yes, I remember each of those eight crossing, and as you know, it was not planned. It just happened that I did one more and one more. It was a performance, but a strange kind of performance because my audience could not be invited in advance, and also they were a quarter of a mile below me. But it was also a very intimate dialogue with me and the birds, me and the sky of New York, me and the Twin Towers.
You and history as well. You must have thought...
No, I never thought of that.
No,
I was a young wire walker busy conquering an idea. I never thought of the consequences. I would have not cared if I had thought of the consequences. And I never thought of the fame, if it would come, knock at my door. No, this was not the reason I was there, and it was not part of my thinking.
You mentioned that you... And the film reenacts the moment when you first got this idea. Is talk about that. How did that happen?
Well, exactly as James reconstructed it and tells in his photo play. I like that term.
Here I am, young, 17 years old, with a bad tooth in one of those uncolorful waiting room of a French dentist, and you have all ladies and people, you know, sheepishly looking at magazines, quiet, and suddenly I freeze. Because I have opened a newspaper at a page and I see something magnificent, something that inspires me. I see two towers. And the article says one day those towers will be built. They're not even there yet. And when they are, they will become the highest in the world.
That was a rendering because at the time they didn't exist yet.
And do you remember the first time you arrived in New York, sort of casing the joint and saw the
things? I remember everything. I am an archivist at heart, and I have a sense for details. For example, before you said hello, I saw you arrive, and I know that the third button on your left sleeve is about to fall. Okay, so this is who I am. The street juggler in me pay attention. So yes, I remember vividly my first impression of New York. It was old and dirty, smelly, because there was a strike of garbage, and it was modern and beautiful. It was a big mess, and I remember my first vision of the towers and my first visit illegally in the towers.
Did you see yourself at 24 as a kind of holy outlaw?
Oh, absolutely, but not at 24. It started at 4 years old. 4, 5, 6 years old, I was already building my independence and shaping my destiny. So yes, this kind of need for rebellion, and one could see it as arrogance, still is in me after all these years.
Did you have any thought of, well, if you fail, if you fall?
Well, I would have loved to be able to have such a thought, but I am incapable of having such thoughts. The opposite of walking on a cable, flying away from a piece of steel on which you walk, I'm incapable of entertaining that thought because it's in a different world than the one that I have created and I decided to live in.
Yeah, so it is the ultimate power of positive thinking.
I don't think it's only thinking. I think it's much more than that. I think it's the chemistry of your blood in your veins and the pulsation of your heart, or the many hearts you don't even know.
So you're
you
like
possess.
A superhero. You're not a mortal.
No, the word hero, I run far away from it. But I know it's a nice word in America. You have gurus, you have heroes, you have gods. But
Superman.
Superman. Yes. I do not have heroes in my life. I have great artists who have inspired me.
But that ability to, on this molecular level, the level of your blood, to not allow for this idea of failure and falling, makes you not only not like most people, not like anyone I can imagine.
Well, you can pronounce toward me the word alien, and okay. I will be honored. But the word hero, no.
Okay. There's a particularly gasp-inspiring still of you on the wire between the buildings, where there's this big jetliner over your shoulder, essentially. And as one sees that, can't help but think of 9/11.
What is beautiful is what James decided to show in his film, is that those towers are still present, and it will be very nice, besides remembering them in their drama and in their horror and death, it will be nice that there is a work of art, a beautiful film, that remembers those towers in their glory. Those twin towers had a life before they had a death, and that's what this film is about.
If there were two buildings of the right height suitable to you and you fell in love with them, would you want to repeat this in a
well,
few years?
Yes, and I actually publicly announced that long time ago. I said if the two towers are rebuilt in some kind of twin ways, you know, not exactly the same, but two towers, I will offer to New York to do a walk, you know, a dance against doom in some ways, and have all New York and whole world, you know, celebrating the fact that it's built again, except unfortunately, very unfortunately, there will be one structure, not two, so I obviously need two structures to walk. Well,
maybe from this film the developers will help get the idea that some of the subsequent buildings, two of the subsequent buildings, could be twins.
Well, they certainly had enough time to talk about it.
And they'll have more. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll be sure to get my button sewn back on.
You can watch a clip from Man on Wire at studio360.org. And also at our website, we've got interviews with two other of this year's Oscar nominees, Ari Folman, who made the amazing Waltz with Bashir, and John Patrick Shanley, the writer-director of Doubt.